It's Friday, January 24th, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Vitbian. FNB's communications manager, Kirsty Watermeyer, confirmed that the bank's internal systems are structured to limit employee access to client data. The statement follows news of a 60-year-old woman whose account was accessed, leading to a loss of over $1 million.
Following thorough internal investigations, the bank assures the public that there was no involvement from FNB staff in the recent fraudulent events in the media. As explained by Nangula Kaluma, CEO of FNB Namibia Retail, we are actively working to further combat this growing threat. Our role in this is to protect our customers and support the wider efforts to address these crimes.
The Domestic and Allied Workers Union General Secretary Nelly Gawa has urged employers paying domestic workers above the new gazetted minimum wage not to reduce their salaries. And as our correspondent Getemba Shipepa from One Africa's News on One reports, Gawa underscores that what domestic workers earn is not enough for them to sustain their lives.
The new domestic workers minimum wage is $12 per hour. Gawa said the cost of living is too high and that amount is acceptable for new employees.
As a union, we submitted our own recommendation and we requested for $25 per hour for domestic workers so that at least they can earn a little bit more. They might comply, they might not comply, because you find those who are already paid, then you have to start with a $12. You are not going to start less than a $12.
Health Minister Kalumbi Shangula believes that the recent decision by U.S. President Donald Trump to suspend aid for 3 months will not affect Namibia's bilateral funding agreements. These focus on health initiatives targeting HIV/AIDS, TB and other diseases. One Africa TV's News on One correspondent Selma Tapopi.
Shangula emphasized that while the U.S. is a major financial contributor to the WHO, the withdrawal could reduce funding, negatively impacting the organization's global health operations.
It is our expectation that these bilateral programs will not be affected. All our health programs are funded by government, while development partners jointly contribution amount to about 30% of funding.
Watch News on One weekdays at 7 p.m. on GoTV Channel 84, DSTV Channel 284, or stream live for free online at oneafrica.tv. In South Africa, the DA has reiterated its strong opposition to the expropriation bill, which President Cyril Ramaphosa has now signed into law. The law, which has undergone a 5-year process of public consultation and parliamentary deliberation, provides for land expropriation with no compensation. The DA's Willie Ockamp says their legal team is currently formulating the party's case.
While the DA recognizes that the constitution allows for acts of redress and restitution, including land reform, we have serious reservations about the procedure as well as important substantive aspects of the bill.
U.S. President Donald Trump has told the World Economic Forum in Davos that the U.S. is open for business, but he warned countries that if they choose not to make their products in America, they will face tariffs. Nick Harper is in Washington for us.
He said he'd ramp up oil and gas production, making the U.S. a manufacturing superpower, saying that that in turn would mean he could demand that interest rates drop immediately. His speech also came with an invitation and a warning. He told the forum's business leaders that America is back and open for business, saying countries could come to the US to make their products. But he threatened if they chose not to, their products, when imported into the US, would face tariffs. And he again reiterated that he wants NATO member countries to increase defense spending up from the current 2% target to 5%. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.